Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir! Make the choice today. Who you gonna serve?
Nelson has to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's right, folks. That's how we swing here in this room. We are going to serve the Lord. How's everyone doing this evening? You've got your Omnika 7 live here coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome those newcomers and say, what's up? And to my old friends, Habari Ghani. Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us this segment for the topic of women in treatment, aromatherapy for the circulatory system. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to continue on with this topic because women are going to be in treatment and they're going to need a lot of help. And the circulatory system is very, very important. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And if our blood isn't healthy and circulatory systems are failing and not functioning, we are not getting proper supply of food and nourishment to our vital parts. And that's our brain, that's That's our venous blood and arterial blood. And we want to make sure that things are circulating properly, because we know that if blood doesn't get to vital areas, those areas can become gangrene, and they can become deteriorated to the point that they have to be amputated. So circulatory systems are all supposed to be functioning. And if they are not, you are missing some vital oxygen and nourishment. As you know, we cannot go without oxygen in the brain for any more than 6 minutes, and we know that circulation to the brain is very important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this topic has been designed for a black woman by a black woman, and these are topics that African-American women want to talk about. Now, we have unique things that go on in our body, and let's just break it down to the bare minimum. There are certain things that we're more concerned about than other cultures, because we have to look at the structure and the makeup of the bodies that African Americans are living in. That's right. We have larger dexterias than any race of people I know as a female. So we are very concerned about a number of different things in our health. And we are also going to be talking about this topic until the end of the month. And we are trying to bring other alternative things to you, not all allopathic things. And allopathic means prescription drugs that you use that have problems that will affect you with a side effect. They may take a condition and suppress it. Those allopathic drugs does not cure. It suppresses the symptoms. And usually when the body is expressing a disharmony, it will have inflammation and there will be swelling, as well as the body losing fluids, because it's trying to tell us something, ladies and gentlemen. It's trying to tell us that there is a problem. White blood cells may be up, and those white blood cells may be trying to tell us there is an urgency. And because we want to talk about that, we're going to leave you right in the air, and we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. But I want you to first line up so we can get our muscles and our dexterous moving today, because our national anthem is the Dirty Dozen. And because we play the Dirty Dozen, we're going to stand to allegiance to do our line dance. Stand with me, please, men. You can shake your shimmy while I'm shaking mine. Come on, line up. thank you so much for doing that Dirty Dozen dancing with us. And we're back in the atmosphere again, and we want to thank everyone for joining us on this segment. And this segment, as I indicated earlier, is pertaining to the circulatory system. We don't want to forget to go over to the Talking Care Room. Today we are going to acknowledge our ancestors. We missed it yesterday.
All aboard to New Jerusalem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I was so busy clicking buttons that I clicked myself right off the show. Wouldn't you know it? Welcome back, family. You've got your own Omeka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. And I am going to make sure if you can hear me, so this is loud enough so that you can hear me speaking to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over to our Talking Care Room, and we don't want to forget to acknowledge our rituals and to also acknowledge whose shoulders we stand on. Let's go over to the Talking Care Room and the area where we can pour our libation. I'd like to first light a candle to my mother spirit so that she can be guided back here from the middle passage. I light a candle to you, mother. I like to light a candle to my father spirit and guide him back here safely. I like to pour libations to the ground first and acknowledge Oladulama Ray, the father and God of this universe, the God that is connected to the human being. As we know, he is triad, and there are three manifestations of the Godhead. One you are wearing on your head, and that is Ori. Let's pour libation to Oladulama Ray. We say libation. I pour libation to the ground so that the water will hit there and take up root and spring up and grow. Libation. I pour libations to the north and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north and I say Ashe. Or did I say east? Ladies and gentlemen, let us be mindful of all of the things that have been bestowed to us. We are heirs of a throne. We are peculiar people in a land where we are strangers, and we like to acknowledge the fact that our ancestors have never left us. They are still here, and yet we stand on their shoulders. Allow us to stand on your shoulders so that we can begin to continue the path that you started. As we call out those ancestors' names like Shekez Diaz, as we call out Harriet Tubman, and we call out Dr. Carruthers, John Henry, as we call out Nina Simone, Dr. Martin Luther King, Sweet Coretta King. As we call out these names, let us be mindful of the fact that it is their blood that was shed through the Middle Passage. Those loved ones who didn't make it through, those are the ones that we're still fighting for. They have never left us. They left a bit of their spirit behind. We'd like to bless every household that is represented here tonight. We acknowledge every family tonight. We acknowledge every family tonight that they may be blessed to the thousand generation, and that their lineage may be blessed, and their households will be full of meat, and there will be plenty in their homes. We say, Lord, we thank you for what you've already did for us and what your plans are to do for us. We know we are not our own. We are bought with a price. Let us be mindful of that. that we have to keep these temples clean, that we worship in, and that we acknowledge you, Father, for who you are, and we thank you and magnify you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for going with me on The Talking Cure, and I want to take a short break before we go into our topic. And I said to you earlier, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. How about you?
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Make the choice today. Who you going to serve?
Topic, women in treatment, aromatherapy, and the circulatory system. And I wanted to let you know that we chose the aromatherapy because it is one of the first ancient non-drug therapies that was first originally used to make and create all allopathic medicines. When we started out in our scientific discovery of prescriptions, there was a therapists and pharmacists who were creating various different products from the essential oils. And these oils are ancient. And because they're ancient, some of our Egyptian brothers and sisters used these products. And they were very, very prolific in using these things to preserve the body for preparation to transition to the underworld. Now, the brief overview that I'll be getting you is from Aromatherapy, A Life Guide to Healing with Essential Oils by Valerie Cooksley. Valerie writes very prolifically about these oils as if she personally works as an aromatherapist, and it appears that she's very confident in the fact that they are going to produce what it is she has prescribed. Now, a brief overview of the circulatory system I'd like to give you so you can have a foundation to build from. And it's very important that you understand how the circulatory system works, but we can't do all of that in this short setting. But I want you to understand there is a venous blood, and that is the blood that is actually coming, going to the heart. And then there's the arterial blood that is coming away from the heart. The arterial blood usually has oxygen in it. You can measure the nourishment in the blood through the arterial blood gases. And usually they are prescribed by a doctor who is trying to determine how healthy you are, whether or not you're breathing properly, and what amount of substance is in your blood. So the doctor usually will order something called arterial blood gases to look at arterial blood lines. The venous blood is going to the heart and circulating throughout the other exterior parts of the body. So, as I told you earlier, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Don't you forget it, ladies and gentlemen, because when God found us, our blood was putrefied. It was ruined. And he spoke words over our blood and gave us an opportunity to come up out of that state. Now, I'd like to give you an opportunity to help yourself. This is a self-help series. And women, why don't you gather around? And youngsters, if you're teenager women and you want to know more about your bodies, now is the time to come on in the room and listen. A brief overview of the circulatory system would read, and I quote, "The circulatory system is one of the most important areas where a person can make a difference in his or her health," and I quote, "almost all of the factors that increase one's risk for circulatory ailments are caused by things we can change." Wouldn't you know that? Our lifestyle is a factor, includes emotional stress, physical interactivities, and sedentary, meaning sitting down all the time, lifestyle, like a couch potato. Let's just break it down, break it down. Smoking and taking birth control, medication, dietary factors may involve obesity, high blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and high sodium, a lot of salt in your diet. Conditions that can cause circulatory problems are diabetes, as well as melanomas, the hypertension, pregnancy, recovery from surgery. There's also a strong link between circulation ailments and genetic predisposition of family history. Predisposition of family history, that's right. If your family has known diseases, but I always tell them I got the Zoe life. The blood system that my family have, I don't take their diseases and let them tell me I'm going to have the diseases. You know, when God spoke Zoe life over us, he gives us all a chance. Even though there's predisposition, we can live a different life and change those circumstances. Aromatherapy can benefit the circulatory system, ladies, in many ways, especially where emotional stress is a contributing factor. Now, last night, we were going to get right into the topic about emotional stress. We were going to talk a little about mood disorders, and we were going to talk about how those little ugly hormones can flare up and cause us to have emotional stress in our neurological system. And it says here, where emotional stress is a contributing factor, stress reduction should be a major component in any wellness program. Stress plays a major role in the development of illness, ladies and gentlemen, and I quote, particularly disorders of the circulatory system. Since the heart and great vessels respond to our emotion of the state of the primary organs of the circulatory system, the heart as well as the blood vessels are strongly affected by stress of the outside world, in addition to the internal stress caused by holding emotion in and not expressing them. In-depth coverage on this subject will be given later on. Now, holding emotion in. Ladies and gentlemen, why do you think I asked you to come in here and exert yourself in dancing? Some of you may be stressed out, but when you come to this room, I want you to relieve yourself and release yourself. Give up and give out, so that you don't hold in emotional stress. Now, that very problem of someone holding in emotion, not talking about something that bothers you, not expressing yourself, it's very important to express yourself. And I mean you men too. So what if nobody don't want to hear it? Express yourself, relieve yourself of the pressure and stress. And I'd like to go on, and it says, a variety of complaints such as the swelling, the numbness, and the coldness of the extremities can be the results of poor circulation. How many of you have clammy feet and cold hands all the time? That may be an indication that you're having some problems with your circulatory system. And you can do something about it. You can talk to your aromatherapist or your doctor. Okay. If these conditions are allowed to exist long periods of time, inactivities and discrete movement can further progress into muscle weakness and possible infection. Lymphatic system is closely related to the circulatory system, and the lymph nodes sometimes swell up. You know, in the back of your ears, you get those little lumps back there letting you know that there's inflammation and there's something wrong in the lymphatic system. The bloodline has a – now, how many of you have heard about having a weak bloodline or a sickly bloodline? Sometimes you have to understand the blood becomes thick. You have to do something called spring cleaning to clean the blood out so that it is not thick and filled with all types of illnesses. The lymph system is closely related, I said, to the circulatory system, and the lymph has a seek and destroy mission. Let's say that again, seek and destroy mission, she says. In addition to the white blood cell, the circulatory system blood, it channels the immune deficiency to filter out like foreign materials, like products that shouldn't be there, like synthetic things that threatens the health of the body. The lymph nodes can be the site of an infection, like I said, an allergy, some type of reaction you're having. Now, I want you to understand, it is not possible for us to cover everything in this session, but I want to talk to you a little bit about the essential oils. Now, the essential oils can be used in an inhalation infusion, and the inhalation infusion blends for hypotension. Let me give you some of the samples here. And they talk about using rosemary essential oil, also using cypress, using peppermint. And these are just some of the oils that they've recommended for the circulatory system. And they even have a formula with a mixture of that. And in the book, when you purchase this book, it will give you an actual recipe that you can mix up to use. Aromatherapy baths for hypertension. That's right. You can actually give yourself an aromatherapy bath to lower the blood pressure. And rosemary essential oil is definitely one that they recommend. Geranium, the hyssop, and eucalyptus, and the kerry. All of these, and that when they're put into the bath water, it relieves you of the stress and allow those blood vessels to vacillate and not constrict. When your blood vessels are constrict, they're tight. So you want to make sure that you are doing something in the way of using your essential oils such as rosemary, hyssop, like I indicated earlier. You must have aromatherapy that's going to lead you. Now, the pressure's off. Now, an inhalation blend for hypertension. They give this also for lavender essential oil. Okay, yang, I like that. Okay, and clay sage, as well as nutmeg. These are all recommended for relieving the pressures of the high blood pressure. And you go out the house with your hair like that. Okay. So, nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that it's very, very important for you to know that high blood pressure leads into stroke levels. And if you are concerned about stroking out, you ought to be talking to your doctor, letting your doctor know what is going on in your life. You ought to also be letting your doctor know that you want to make sure that your body is healthy. Now, when you are getting your body together, you want to make sure that you have the proper understanding that you're not your doctor. And your therapist can give you a lot of guidance and direction. Please follow the instruction of your therapist. These oils and pharmaceutical products do have side effects, and when they're not used properly, you can cause yourself to have rashes or reaction. So I want to send out a plugger to let everyone know that in this station we are not recommending anything. We're not doctors, and we offer a disclaimer. We are not claiming anything that will heal, but we're saying your aromatherapist can offer you some relief and giving you some relief from stress to make sure that the circulatory system is working holistically and properly so that you are not running around at stroke level. Remember, this is the area you definitely want to pay close attention to. It is not something you want to play with because of the fact that it can lead to various diabetes level, stroke level, and heart attack level. As we mentioned earlier, some of the symptoms can be with the coldness of the extremities and the feet and hand. And it also can cause high blood pressure. And I want you to understand that these are things you want to be concerned with at the least sign of having something going on with your circulatory system. You must contact your doctor. You must seek out help. And I did not mean for you to try to do everything on your own. Definitely seek out a board certified or someone who's credentialed. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you about circulatory disorders, and I want you to understand that we as women have got to take care of ourselves if we're going to be around for a long time. We have to be reminded that we do a lot of things in our household, so we have to take time out to keep ourselves healthy, because after taking care of baby and our husband, we have to understand, we have to find time for ourselves, and we don't want to be at stroke level and leave this earth prematurely. Yes, you can leave the earth prematurely. Unforeseen circumstances do happen, but if we take care of ourselves, we can live a long, healthy life, and I want that for you as well as I want it for myself. That's why I'm taking the time to talk to you women from a perspective that I would give myself. I've eaten up this message. Now I want to give it to you. Aromatherapy is fabulous, ladies. It is the utmost thing you want to incorporate. Last night I wanted to talk a little bit more about other things that will help the body in the area of memory and short-term and long-term. I wanted to talk about those essential oils that deal with the lemon fragrances, and how you can purchase that essential oil that will help the memory, the short-term memory. And that's something we have to look out for: Alzheimer's disease, dementia. Those things can also come about at an early age, causing us to have less than a quality of life. We want to have a quality of life, ladies and gentlemen. And I implore you to make sure that health comes first in your life and plenty of sleep, so that you are drinking good water, good healthy water, and circulating the fluids out of your body that are poor products that you need to discretionate out of your body. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to my voice and following suit with the leader. As I begin to tell you these things, I want you to understand that we are family, and it's important that we share. Let's get ready to take that train out of here, if you don't mind. Line up, we'll get your tickets.
All aboard to New Jerusalem. All aboard to New Jerusalem. How you doing, son? You got your ticket? Just leave your bag.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you miss that train. That train will be coming through here again tomorrow, and I'd like for all of you to get your ticket and get ready to go to New Jerusalem with us. That's right. We're bringing forth newfound information, ladies, information that you can take home immediately and use tomorrow. These are self-help tools, ladies, and the only way you can help yourself is you've got to explore and you've got to read and find out information, and don't be afraid to use other alternative products that are non-allopathic medicine. That's right. We are old-fashioned and old people. We've been here before. There is nothing new under the sun. So if it was good enough for our ancestors, it's good enough for us. It's important to don't be so quick to jump up and get a prescription when you can find a non-drug therapy that will do the same job. Just as we talked about those hormone products that are out there that mimic the actual hormone in your blood through the essential oils. We want to look at how do we treat ourselves with less side effects and more potential for healing us and not just suppressing the symptoms. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to remember that these bodies can last a long time, but wear and tear on the bodies and excruciating abuse can cause you to transition faster. We want to be around a little bit longer. We want to be here for our loved ones. We want to take care of ourselves. So do yourselves a favor and your loved ones a favor and do something nice for your circulatory system, like clean it out. Go through a cleansing for your circulatory system and get those things out that are carcinogenic that can cause side effects. You've been a great listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to tell you that I love teaching science to you. It is my favorite thing to do, talk about the body and the circulatory system and talk about health. So I'm doing something right up my alley, and I'm giving it to you kind of proper like because I have eaten up this message. I wanted to give it to you. Whatever I bring to you, I must first test it out on myself. And I'm not just talking to you about aromatherapy. I live aromatherapy. I have my infusions going right here in my home, and I put that lavender in there, and my house is oozing with lavender all the time. So when people come in, they're not sure what fragrance they're going to smell next. But it's not to sedate them. It's not to use aromatherapy to create any atmosphere to change a person. It's to help myself and making sure that I'm healthy and the loved ones around me. And I want you to do the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. Help yourself and your loved ones. You can look at how you can treat your children and help your children. And some folks have even decided to use essential oils on their loved ones and their pets. That's right. There are a set of essential oils that are used for pets, and there are specialists who work with that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go in peace. I want you to extend yourself to others and find someone you can extend love to and embrace someone, because it's important that we share ourselves. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price, and we are required, and we are ordained to love our neighbors as ourselves. So why don't you do that today and carry the aromatherapy and the fragrance and possibly talk to someone else about how they can treat themselves and have an aromatherapist to teach them and medicate them with these essential oils, these lovely essential oils. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you. Let me get off this air because I can be here forever talking about essential oils, and I know you got somewhere else to go and better things to do at this time of night. What I want to tell you is that we did get a chance to talk to Dr. Paul Hanna, and he is still interested in being with us. Apparently, the number he tried yesterday, he couldn't get through his secretary. Now, I don't know what number she was dialing, and I didn't even want to get into that. I offered him an opportunity to come back again next week, and whatever they decide is fine with me. Otherwise, we're going on as planned. You know how we do it in here. If Omi has to teach it, you better believe I'm going to teach it. That's not saying I'm wearing all these hats. It's saying that if I can take a book out, and if I care to read or you care to read, I can read it and verbatimly give it to you from the book. And that's what this room is all about, caring to read, reading from other people's perspective, and also throwing a little in about my own perspective and giving you